We have another special number tonight on His Eyes on the Sparrow. But I'm going to save that till I finish this message. Over these years, I have been requested and also had the privilege of bringing a farewell message. Before I left Collingswood, I brought several messages to my own people in preparing them for these conferences and their prayers. And I found a text in the last chapter of the Bible, Revelation 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. The Holy Spirit gave us the Bible. Everything in it came from Him. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And when we come to the end of all His ministry, in bringing us the Word, He had any word put in our mouth. The Spirit, the Bride, say, come, Lord. And in this closing chapter, three different times, Jesus Christ said, look, behold, I come quickly. And everything in this book, as we come to its glorious climax, is directed toward the fact that Jesus is to have the glory and the preeminence in return, raise all the dead and gather the elect into the sky. It's a magnificent concept that looks at this bride as a bridegroom getting ready to meet. And I thought that would be a beautiful concept to develop briefly for us to all take home with us. And the first thing that we'd like to note about this is that we must interpret it as it relates to the future. In the same way in which we found all the prophecies and promises of the Old Testament as fulfilled after the first coming. And when we find that 30 pieces of silver were built like that bride, when we find that they shall look upon Him and they appear, when we find that the name of Bethlehem is given as the city in which this one who would be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit would be born. When we turn to Isaiah and we have the Lord laid on Him the iniquity of us all and the vicarious nature of that cross and spirit set forth. And then we go to Psalm 22 and we find the words that He spoke when He was hanging on the cross. The greatest picture of the death of Christ is given to us by Christ as He hung on the cross and Christ for Himself. Just before He gave up the ghost, He spoke of my God. My God, my God, my God. And He knew that He was dying for those that the Father had given, and that He would bring to Himself those who would believe in Him to be justified by His grace and by faith enter the kingdom of God. I said this afternoon that all of my judgments in all areas of activity are based upon what the Bible says. I don't know any other way to judge anything but the Bible. And I understand that the first coming of Christ was the perfect fulfillment of the finest detail that was given. Old Job said, I know my Redeemer lives in me. He shall stand in that Saturday upon the earth, and no worm destroy his body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself at my own eyes. That goes back a long way to the Red River. But everything in the Old Testament that refers to the first coming of Christ, given by the Holy Spirit, actually took place, literally. Well, I can only say that everything in the book that refers to the second coming of Christ is going to come to pass in the same time, in the same way. And when the Zechariah says that his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. The mountain's still left, just waiting for your feet to come down. We are liberal. We are Bible believers. We are fundamental. If you're a Christian, you're evangelical. If you're evangelical, you're a fundamentalist. If you're a fundamentalist, you're evangelical. If you're evangelical, you're a Christian. No matter how you talk about it, Christian, evangelical, fundamentalist describes the same person. Bless God, you're looking at one. We are the people of God. And we're here tonight from all these different nations because in these very last hours, God has ordained that He would raise us and with us. He has promised to keep people on this earth until He comes. And I want to tell you, when the rapture takes place, there'll be plenty of it going up. And I hope on that day my people will have empty pews and nobody will come to sit. We are going into the sky. We're going into the sky. And we're destined to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't belong down here. This is not our home. We're just passing through. We're just strangers down here. It just does happen. We have an awful lot of light. We're focused on the dark places. So the devil wants to put the light out. I think that's one reason it's 600 people here today. Just because we're governed in Canada, we're governed in the cause of the devil. No, beloved, the Spirit and the Bride just comes a mighty, mighty consummation in just a voice. You can't imagine anything more climactic, more spectacular, more stunning than to see the heavens filled with the elect. People gathered as elect from one end of the heavens to the other. It's going to be a pretty big crowd. It's going to be a pretty big operation. And the marvelous thing about it is that you and I are ready. We belong to Jesus. He's been taught to obey and we suffer for Him. I might say yes at this point by word of personal testimony. I think the one event in my life that sharpened me in this area of faith in Christ was when I was asked by Dr. Mason to be on this independent board, which has been organized outside the Presbyterian Church. So the people wouldn't support the big four denomination. They were preaching other gospels and support comments. I went on it. And then the gentleman said to the chief members of the party, resign and become a prophet. Well, I had the decision to obey that gentleman's sentiment, the church is my father. Or else, as I hear, I can't support your board. He's doing things the Bible forbids. And furthermore, I've got a right to support the gospel on this earth anywhere I go. I was put on trial. Jesus didn't say in the end of the sentence, but it was on one side. I was accused of all sorts of matter and bad things. Sounds bad. When they got through, I was thrown out of the church. The lady didn't talk to me. They like to tell us about Latin cards and he's not preaching. I've worn that all these years. They used it in Korea in terms of preaching. But one thing I learned, we let everything, our church, property, our community, trust, everything, went out to an apple orchard and put up a camp. Put the Bible in front of our name and we brought them in better off. We had nothing. Look what we got tonight. Look at what I'm doing. Out of more than 100 countries, there are people who have the faith that they will believe Jesus Christ as Son of Glory and take out their life. What a privilege it is. Well, the second thing I see in this text of ours is that the Spirit is still guiding and leading the church. The Spirit and the Bride. The Spirit gave the Bible. Now the Spirit says, we're waiting for the Lamb to come and lift us up. And I'm going to take the Bride that belongs to you. The Spirit gave us the church. Now here I want to make a very important point for you people. I've attended nearly all meetings all around the church. they claim that the Spirit of God is working in their faith. I don't see how it can, but they claim it is. But you know what they do? They go into this section and this section and this section, and they have all these plural views, and each man makes his contribution, and when they get through, they come up with a document that's a full of a lot of legal words in generality, and they claim that you wouldn't believe it, that the Spirit of God produced that. Because it was in church. And that it takes it and back to the churches as the message of the Spirit of God given to them. Beloved, the Spirit of God that you and I do with comes only out of the Bible, and you don't add anything to it, and you don't take anything from it. You simply preach it as it is and say, God bless the Lord.
Amen.
They talk about the Spirit producing these new concepts of Christian witness applicable to our time. Well, this book is more applicable to our time than any book that was ever written. It's the only book of God. There is none other. And I just love that what says the Confession chapter 1, where he says that the author of this book is God, and therefore it is entitled to be called the Word of God. Spirit and the bride say, come. So the Spirit of God, having produced the bride through the miracle of the Word, having brought the Bible and the living churches together to worship and preach the Word, is now bride, the bride, your groom is getting ready to receive you, and you have the marriage supper. When I look at the conclusion of this book, it is a beautiful, beautiful consummation. I like that 17th and 18th chapter where we got the horror of church, Babylon the Great. Then we're told in the 18th chapter, in 1 hour is my judgment come. The nations are being so disgusted with the council and the work that the trying to do, the nations have turned around. You know, the Pope was just recently that he wants to be the conscience of the United Nations. He can have it. The Pope is going to be the conscience of the United Nations. Cities of the nations are going to fall, and you look at these skyscrapers everywhere you're going. I can't look up anymore until we hear that day when there'll be an earthquake, the life in which the world has never seen before, and the mountains will topple over, and these skyscrapers will be a pile of ruin. We're headed into it. Oh, the bride has come, come, come. We had a resolution here about the World Council meeting in Australia, and they're going to have Spirit renew and create. We passed a beautiful revelation. As far as I'm concerned, this old work on which you and I live is not going to be renewed, it's under curse, it's under judgment, it's going to be burned up on fire when we hear that. What we want to do is to be salt and be light. That's our task. And God's going to use us to take out of the sinful, condemned humanity a bride for Christ. Why, this is beautiful. No wonder we come down to the end. And the Spirit says, that's what God produced now. Says with me, come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, we want to see you. Now there's a third thought here. Not only does the Spirit of righteousness come, let him that hears say, come. Anyone that hears this message and listens, I've said many times these last days, the easiest thing that anybody has ever done or will do is to be born again. Very good. We don't do it. God paid all the price. We didn't do anything. It's not difficult to be born again. It's easy to believe that Christ did it for us, and then the miracle takes place inside of us, and we can't. I've also said the second thing, the easiest thing anybody can do is go to heaven. Ask some questions. Might have come out of the insurance. Ask some questions. We don't hear death, we're going to love them. But we want to live here as long as we can and get this witness to a world that's on the road to hell. And to a church that's building the battle of the revelation. And here we stand. Hated, despised, dealt with in these different ways. But none of these things will last. My, what a joy it is. Beloved, we've had 9 days of the most precious company. I can tell you how my heart is tingling and how my spirit. I've had peace, I've had joy, I've had delight. We're not a denomination, we're not a super church, we're just an agency. And the resolutions we made here are in keeping with the principles that we had from the day we started 42 years ago. There's nothing soft about it. But they do include the developments that are taking place in the world at large, to which we apply these principles and we issue these statements, which are to be a help and a comfort to God's people and to worship. The Spirit and the Bride, they come. Come. And then we have this little phrase, and let him that is the first come, and whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life. That's our God. That's the idea. Coming out on the airplane, I was reading my Bible, and I ran into Psalm 100. And when I found it, I just rejoiced. I said, I'm going to take it to Vancouver. Is this one of these verses we have? And then I found the same thing in Psalm 117. But let me show you guys.
Promise that a meeting like ours, which is the word, that is the word, we're in a great concession. Still,
when he saw my family. And I said, he said, it's a chapter. It was a second time he entered the work of this council. And he's gone ahead and done the work of his job. We've got resolutions and activities that will bring and bring and bring. And those whose hearts are right toward the Lord will respond to what we've done here in his name and according to his word. That's the challenge and the opportunity. Oh, I didn't see these men 52 years ago, 48 years ago. This professor all in the free university. This child you made the model of regular church in China. Oh my little men. Here's your old people from Paris, the editors of those Methodist church, the Methodist church. They were great men. And we stand in their shoes. And we cannot know that they've gone. Give us the glory to receive the glory at the hands of our Savior. Oh, Jesus is real. Jesus is alive. Jesus has the glory in us. And there's one thing about it. You'll get all the glory and you'll see it as long as we live in the earth. And they are going to have to be greater than the dead. This is not to look at. And those that I've seen. Thomas said, Lord, just put your finger in my side, Timothy, and don't you be unbelieving of the need. Come, so that Jesus is my Lord and my God. Jesus is Thomas, because he's seen and he's good to me. Blessed is those who have not seen and yet have believed. Thank you, Christ Jesus. Here we are. I want to thank you for all you've done. Spirit, thinking, cooperating, everything's all together in New Zealand. But I want to thank you. Thank you for all this flag tonight. I saw 2 or 3 of those flags and my heart didn't see. Maybe I'm a little bit too emotional. No, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. And we give all the glory. It's not by works of righteousness we can be done, but according to his mercy, I can say God. And he's given our Lord blessings this morning. And in that blessing, hope we go back tonight, hoping and praying that he may come tonight. You know, I'm anxious to see these people that I've labored with. I got more people than them out of my church, and I got my church today. I'm anxious to see. But I'm also anxious to see somebody else. My mother. When she was in college, she memorized the book of Proverbs. And I never forgot about it every day. And she had one opportunity to say, the eye that mocketh his father, and his wives will obey his mother, the rains of the valley shall play out in the young evening. I was raised on oatmeal retention. That's it. I didn't want to see her. Time we sat together, my father was a pastor of the church, every day here. But Sunday afternoon, we got it. Mother played the piano. Mind, we used to sing these songs. And in those days, I got to my conversation. And all my labors and troubles were hard. I was saying, let me be sure. Yes, it's easier to be over than I thought. It's good to be able to see it all. I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm going to make money. I'm going to be an international lawyer. Michael picked up now an international Christian. That's the way the Lord changed his sister's mind. But the woman that's had a music play, she did that. His arm was on the side. And I know he wants to be a paragraph. He won't have a process on the wire in the post. Not a sparrow can fall to the ground without him. And I know that. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he wants to see my Mr. Williams with his sin for me and for us and our family friends. And if he has a sweetie way to take it. And when she was singing over there, I actually thought I was listening to mom. I actually thought I was listening to mom. But the other, the spirit,